Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Today, we're joined by Bloomberg tech reporter Mark Gurman. So, Mark, Elon Musk has launched a tweet storm aimed at Apple, saying the company cut its advertising on Twitter, threatened to drop the app from its store without saying why. And he also questioned whether Apple hated free speech and criticized its app store fee. So, Mark, what is the goal in doing all this? It feels a little petulant.
So the goal here is to really not pay those fees, right? So Elon Musk ultimately probably wants to bypass paying those 15% to 30% fees, and he's trying to make it a moderation or a censorship or a public speech issue because that, you know, would make it a lot easier for Congress and others to get behind him rather than trying to inspire people to agree with him against paying his fees.
Now, this squabble is lighting up the Twitter sphere because everybody has an opinion on it. How much attention do you think that Apple and their CEO, Tim Cook, is paying to this?
Yeah, they're certainly watching it, right? Certainly, Apple does not want to be in the middle of another war or another lawsuit or another appearance in front of Congress, right? But certainly, it is a problem for them, something they need to watch. They're going to want to have Twitter install better moderation if that sort of goes away. You know, there's also money to lose here on both sides, right? So if Twitter tries to bypass Apple's fees with some sort of mechanism or what they call a hot fix, Apple may ultimately have to remove Twitter, which would lose, you know, Apple, some of my back of the envelope math, you know, about $100 million annually potentially if Twitter Blue, the subscription service, takes off. And obviously that would yank Twitter's ability to make money on the iPhone completely. So I think it's a bad situation no matter what happens.
So is there a workaround the in-app payments?
So what Twitter can do, theoretically, is they can build a website and they could tell people, hey, go to this website to sign up for Twitter Blue. And by building that website, they won't have to pay Apple that 30% fee because it wouldn't be done through the app. Now, the problem is that Twitter can't advertise that website within the Twitter app. They would have to email customers or billboards or do something. They wouldn't be able to advertise it within the Twitter iPhone app itself. So there is a theoretical way, but, you know, I think most consumers understand the benefits of subscribing through Apple, and that means you can get refunds, you know, there's spam detection, if it's more secure than just giving your credit card number through a website.
I can't help but wonder whether Musk is lobbing these criticisms and enjoying this as a bit of kabuki.
You know, don't forget that Apple basically pulled, I would say, you know, north of $75 million in annual advertising spending on Twitter, right? So not only is Apple paying Elon Musk less than they paid Twitter prior to do in-app advertising, but now he feels they want to take 30% from him as well after he basically overpaid for Twitter by what I would say is probably double. Clearly, he's not happy with the money he's losing because of Apple. So, you know, I can see why he's upset.
That is Bloomberg new tech reporter Mark Gurman.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. We'll be right back.